Hey, want a free Steam key? Head over to mmoing.news.blog and click the giveaway button at the top of the page. And good luck. What's going on, gamers? Jaded from MMOing here. It is Sunday, November 8th, 2020, and this is episode number 3 of the MMOing Free-to-Play and Gaming Podcast. I said Jaded. Let's say J-Play. This is J-Play from MMOing. Today, there's not that much gaming news. Again, it is Sunday, so we're going to see what we have. First thing I'm going to do is tell you guys what free games are available for the day. Today, free on Indie Gala, you can get Camp Sunshine, Fall of the New Age, Defense of Roman Britain, Ghost Sweeper, Dynabomb, Dashing Dinos, Copper Bell, Octave, Dead Hungry Diner, Secrets of Magic, Book of Spells, Renzo Racer, and Stellar Interface, all available to keep forever. If you head over to the Epic Game Store, Dungeons 3 and Sludge Life are still available, but only for limited time. And on Humble Bundle or Steam, you can get Kingdom, a Steam key for the game Kingdom, the original game. So that's happening. I'll be right back with the news. So here we go. Let's get into the news of the day, gaming, and some otherwise, because Sunday is a little bit hard to do gaming news. There's not a lot of stuff going on in gaming, necessarily. So I'm going to read some of the headlines off the internet of what's been happening in the gaming industry in the last 24 hours. The Witcher Season 2 has stopped filming as 4 people involved with the show test positive for COVID-19. Ubisoft outlines what's new in Rainbow Six Siege Operations New Dawn. Star Wars news teased by Xbox for Game Pass with Baby Yoda image. Coming soon, Little Nightmares 2, which actually is a game. I have Little Nightmares. I have not played that yet. I need to be playing that on stream. I was going to do that for Halloween, my 31 Games of Halloween streams, but I didn't do that. That's on my stream at twitch.tv/MMOing, MMOing. Harry Potter board game Kickstarter canceled, U.S. election blamed. That's a fun headline. Jurassic World Domination finishes shooting after conducting 40,000 COVID-19 tests. Happy times. Control Ultimate Edition has been delayed into 2021 on PS5 and Xbox Series X. There are many free games available right now at itch.io. Also, Annulus, A-N-N-U-L-U-S, is another gaming company that's giving away free games. And also Big Fish. They are giving away free games to people because we're all trapped at home doing nothing. So you should check out those places. Itch.io, Annulus, and Big Fish Gaming. Fall Guys devs confident Season 3 will be bigger than Season 2. Fall Guys is a game that came out not too long ago, and it had a pretty big player base at the beginning here, and it's just been growing, and they've added a few new maps to it. It's basically a ragdoll championship competition type thing, just be the last man standing throughout a bunch of minigames. It's very Mario Party-esque. It's kind of fun, though. I've played it a little bit. It was good. Square Enix posts losses of $48 million following the release of Marvel's Avengers, the game that they recently put out. The game didn't do as well as they were hoping. The Witcher Season 2 has production due to, I already said that, COVID outbreak again. It's the second time I believe they stopped production on The Witcher 2 Season 2. Or The Witcher Season 2, sorry. You can order Blizzard face masks now, I guess. That is exactly what the article says. The new Gorillaz music video takes place inside Grand Theft Auto 5, which is kind of awesome. The Gorillaz has been around for a very long time, and it's cool that they're having more music coming out. And it's really cool that they're using the GTA 5 background setting. Let's see, Warframe, PS5, Xbox Series X grade up. Warframe's PS5 and Xbox Series X upgrade detailed. 5 new Steam games you probably missed in November. Control Ultimate Edition. I think I pretty much hit all the important things already. Like I said, short podcast, there's not much to talk about in the gaming world right now, but those are the headlines in the last 24 hours, so you can go and look them up if you need to, just go back and listen to the podcast one more time, and I think that's pretty much it. If you want to contact me or see what I'm doing, first of all, you can go to the website at mmoing.news.blog. Also, there will be a link up in the top right corner that says giveaway. I'm going to be doing a weekly giveaway of a Steam key off a list of approximately 200 games that I have that I'll be giving away to you. The way to enter is go to the mmoing.news.blog website and click on the giveaway button in the top right corner for instructions on how to enter the drawing and giveaways. So hopefully you guys will do that, and I'll be giving you guys some Steam keys. Secondly, if you would like to find all my other social media, it's also there on that website, mmoing.news.blog. And if you'd like to send a message to the podcast right here, you can go ahead and go to anchor.fm/mmoing/message. And I will play whatever you send me on the air, on live, in one of my podcasts. So yeah, hopefully I will see you guys tomorrow. There'll be a lot more news on Mondays because all the gaming news writers are up and awake on Mondays to do their jobs. So I'll see you guys in the next episode, number 4. Thank you for listening. And please, 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 like I said, please keep MMOing.